Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
My name is Dorothy Hyman. I placed an order. I saw an ad for the Walmart nonstick pots and pans, and it said $2. I gave my credit card information, and they took $7.95 out of my account. I want to cancel this order. That's false advertisement.
All righty, ma'am. May I please?
I have a confirmation number.
May I please start out by getting your zip code to see if I can locate it, please?
07522.
0752. You said 0?
7522.
I do. Thank you for that. And what did you say your first and last name was? Miss Dorothy, what was the last name?
H-Y-M-A-N, Hyman.
And I do thank you for that. For security purposes, do you mind verifying your address for me?
505 West Broadway, apartment 115, Patterson, New Jersey.
I do thank you for that, ma'am. Please give me 1 second to open up that account. Excuse me. Yes, ma'am. I do see where you did pay the $7.95. That was the shipping and handling to have a chance to be the winner of that cookware, ma'am. It was actually a contest entry, and it did, by paying that $7.95, it does guarantee you, if you are the winner of it, and then your shipping and handling would already be paid for in advance, and that's how you will receive your product. It did not guarantee you that you were the winner, because you actually
I want to cancel the whole thing.
Oh,
that's false advertisement.
Alrighty, ma'am. Well, I successfully gone ahead and gotten you canceled out of that. That cancellation does take effect immediately, and I do have your cancellation number for you. If you like to take that down, please let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
That would be C as in Charlie, and that is 261-117-461.
C Charlie 261-117-461.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your name?
Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You're more than welcome, and thank you for calling customer service.
Bye.
Bye-bye.